Okay, we're picking up from the top of Samech Gimel Amad Aleph, the words of Meisivei. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ila Nishmas Shulamis Pas Yaakov, the Neshama Shiram Elia. So we were discussing just the last few lines of Samech Beis Amad Beis was discussing the Maimar of Rabbi Zera. He says that the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is only when a person says Ad HaGishamim. But if a person says Ad HaGeshem until the coming of the rain in the singular form, then everyone would agree that he means only until the time of the rain, and that means the second period of rainfall, the Revi'ah Shniyah. That's how Rabbi Zera wants to understand it. So now the Gemara has a lengthy kasha on this shita of Rabbi Zera. Says the Gemara now, Meisiv, again, the top of Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, Ezuz Mana Shel Revi'ah. What is the time of the rainfall? Habechira B'Shlosha. The first period of the rain begins on the third day of Cheshvan. Beinonis B'Shiva. The second one is on the seventh. Hafilu B'Etzim B'Shlosha. The last period begins on the 23rd. I'm sorry. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shiva v'shiva asar v'esrim v'shlosha. He disagrees. He says, on the 7th, the 17th, and the 23rd of Mar Cheshva. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'shiva asar v'esrim v'shlosha v'chodesh Kislev. He says the 17th and the 23rd of Mar Cheshva, and the first day of Kislev is the last one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in echidim is ane achigidosh chodesh Kislev. That the people who are the Yechidim, like the Talmidei Chachamim and the Rabbanan, they only start fasting when it hasn't rained until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The idea of fasting, we've discussed at length, that was a lot of Maseches Tainis was discussing the different points in which we have to fast because we're so taloy on the rain in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Pasuk says that we're not like Eretz Yisrael, where it's just it flows from the Nile. Hashem wants us to daven for the rain, so rain is so crucial in terms of the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael. Even B'zman Hazeh, it's very much very critical that until Baruch Hashem, there's a crazy rain in the past day and a half. But before then, there were even those different Batei Dinim that were saying that you already should start saying the tefillah for Atziras Kishamim in our Shemona Esrei because it wasn't so much rain so far this year. Very, very little we had. So anyway, the idea is that from Rosh Chodesh Kislev, it's not a major, it's a little bit of a concern because it hasn't rained yet the first few weeks that we've been asking. So already at that point, the Talmid HaChamim would start fasting. So and they would fast already. They would do like a baha Monday, Thursday, Monday, and that would be only by Tamid Chamim and not by the general population. Only after that, the Mishnahs continue, and it gets more chamor, more chamor. They would like close shops later on. It gets really if it continues to not rain. So now we see in Rabbi Yossi Shita that the start of the Revi'ah Shlishis is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Is understanding that's what Tamid Chamim would begin to fast. So again, this is only in. It's also important to note that this is only in Eretz Yisrael. In other countries, they're not tolei on Zion Cheshvan. Rather, they're tolei on Gimel Cheshvan, rather. Well, it depends on whatever you hold as the first Revi'ah, but that's a Shaila. But they do it 60 days after the Tekufa. 60 days after, actually, based on a solar point, is the autumn Tekufa, 60 days after that. Now, the Gemara is also using not the calendar. Our calendar was fixed. The Gregorian calendar was fixed in the 1500s. So it's a little. They were using basically it's very similar to the Julian calendar. So the 60. That's why it comes out. It's not exactly the Tekufa. So it's not really 60 days after what we would call the Tekufa, because September 21st is the Tekufa, and if you add 60 days to that, you don't get to December 4th or 5th. We assume that we were going after the time of the Julian calendar. They knew there was a more accurate calendar. I'm not have the time to read this over here. I happen to like this topic a lot. If everyone wants to message me about it, I love speaking about it. But anyway, that's the idea of the tkufas in Chutzlaret. So that's according to them. So if it doesn't rain over there, so it could be that they would also start, that's when they start davening. That's also maybe when they're potentially fasting if there is a drought in those communities. But it wouldn't be on Cheshvan like we have over here. So now the Gemara now is going to analyze this brisa. Says the Gemara, Rimin Allah, we discussed this brisa and we said, Bishlam Rav Yerushona, I understand that the Bryce is telling us that the first period of rain has an afkamina because that's when Elishal, that's when you start asking, V'sein talamat levracha. As we pointed out, that's only in Eretz Yisrael and maybe the areas surrounding Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutzlaretz and all areas surrounding Chutzlaretz, they actually start davening, which as I said, 60 days after the Tekufa. The Rosh actually wonders why that should be in a place where, let's say, like in America, where it rains all year round. So maybe they should just follow Eretz Yisrael and daven at the very least earlier, the 60 days earlier. That's the whole Shaila of the Shita of the Rosh. But that's what we hold. We hold that in America and all other places in Chutzlaretz, Well, that's actually a shaila in Australia, is a little bit of a shaila as well, but because it's below, they have a different rainy season, b'chol, so maybe they should just go after Eretz Yisrael. That's a machlokas aposkim, if I'm not mistaken. But in general, all places on the northern hemisphere, let's say, we all follow, in, if you're not near Eretz Yisrael, like America, Canada, Mexico, whatever, all those places, is South Africa, no, that's a bad example, that's under, but other places, Europe, okay, all those places, we follow Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael, and places maybe near Eretz Yisrael, like Syria, Jordan, those places maybe it would follow also Eretz Yisrael's manim of when to start davening. Anyway, so we understand the first time that's when you start asking for rain. Shlishis leisanos. And also, I know the third point, I have to know it because I know if it hasn't rained yet, we should start fasting, at least the Talmid HaChachamim. However, what is the nafkamina? What is the reason we're discussing the second rainy season? What halachic nafkamina is there? So Rabbi Zera said regarding this explanation that there's a nafkamina for the neder, for someone who's making a neder. If someone makes a neder until the rainfall time, that implies that we just said before, that's going to be the second revia, the revia shnia, the second period of rain. And any rain before the dates given, that is going to be considered part of the first rain, and his neder would be chal all the way up until the second point. So the Gemara says now, v'amrina nallah, and now further we said regarding this braisa, keman azla desano. Which shita is the following? Shimon Gamliel says, "Omer Gishamim Shiardu Shiva Yamim Zeacharze." If you have rain that is falling for 7 consecutive days at the beginning of the rainy season, Atamona Ben Revi Rishona Oshnia. So the Rabbanan said, "So the Rabbanan should consider Rabbi Shimon is 10th Rabbanan. You should consider them, but that's first the first and the second Revia." According to this, even a rain continuously the 7th day is considered the start of the new period of rain, and that's the Nafkamin over here. So the Gemara says. So Kiman Rabbi Yossi, according to this, Rabbi Gamliel, he's following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, who says that the Revi Rishona is beginning on the 17th of Cheshvan, and beginning on the and then afterwards going to the 23rd. That would be according to Rabbi Meir. The difference would be the start of the two periods is less than 7 days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's more than 7. Who's the one who holds exactly 7? It must be the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. So what do we see from here? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is talking about continuous days of rainfall and Lachora when a person makes the neder. He wants it to be when it's ad gishamim. So in the or maybe ad, well actually that's the whole point. We're actually saying ad geshem. You dafka said it in the singular. That's the whole kasha is going to be. Usually that's the form people usually use ad geshem until it starts raining. And Rabbi Zeir is saying that everybody agrees when you say the ad geshem that he meant only to be until the scheduled day for the second period. But if there was no machlokas, why is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel trying to say the Rabbanan should at least agree to me in this case? And why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mention a case where it's raining if, according to Rabbi Zera, everyone agrees that the second Revia is beginning on the 23rd of Cheshvan, even if it doesn't rain at all, everybody should agree that's what his neder is. So therefore, this Braisa is Lechora, very problematic for the Shita of Rabbi Zera. It's a little bit of a complicated, right? But that's what the Gemara is trying to bring out right now. So the Gemara says, Ahud Amar Ad Gishamim. No, Rabbi Zera is not a stira from what this Braisa is saying. This Braisa is talking about where you say specifically the Lashon of Ad HaGishamim. And there, Rabbi Zera is agreeing that there is a machlokas. So that would be the same case as our Mishnah, where there's a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Rabbanan understand that the Revia Shnia of the rainfall does not begin until it actually starts raining, whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's basically based on the date. But if the Madir would say, Ada Geshem in Echanami, everyone would agree that the second period of rainfall begins on the scheduled date, and that would be like Rabbi Zera had Tainan. That's how we're explaining it. So really, we thought the Havamina was, you did say Ada Geshem, the Maskana was, no, you didn't say Ada Geshem. You didn't say Adageshem in Echanami. If you say Adageshem, then the halacha of Rabbi Zera would then kick in. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss in a konim yayin shani toim lashana. The person says that I will not taste wine for this year. Nisarba shana, and then it was a leap year. They added a month. They added in a second Adar. Again, when you're doing it al piariyas, so you don't know. Asarba ubibura ad rosh chodesh. Asarba ubibura. So then you'd be asar for drinking wine that year and the extra month. So. That is the shayla over here. The pasha says if you make the neder beginning of the year, the neder is going to take effect for 13 months. Even if you made the neder at the beginning of the year, we don't say that we meant the normal year. Rather, we assume that this is going to be for 13 months. That is the pasha shot. However, the Ran quotes the Rashba over here. And the Rashba seems to understand that if a person makes the neder that it's going to be shana achas, if he's lashon of shana achas, so that meant only a year, which is generally going to be 12 months. So therefore, if he says shanachas without specifying a particular year, and so then it was a leap year, then it would only be chal for 12 months, and it would end by the Adar. Even if someone, and the Rashba goes weiter that even if you feel omer shanachas miyom zeh, So that also, that those, it's going to be 12 months from that, because that's what he meant. He clearly meant the standard 12 months, and not this point. The Ramban himself seems to think that the Rashba brings Rayas for us in different Gemaras and Erechin in different places. The Rashba, the Ramban doesn't think that that's Mochach at all. So it's a big Machokas, if you understand like the Rashba or not, but that is the Shita of the Rashba. It's important to note that. Then the Mishnah continues, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. Ad Rosh Adar. First says, until the beginning of Adar, and that was a leap year. Ad Rosh Adar Harishon. So then wine is going to be usher until the first month of Adar. However, if he says Adsof Adar, then until the end of Adar, which Adar? So Adsof Adar, and then also it's going to be also the first Adar. So we're assuming that the month of Adar over here, without specifying, is going to be considered the first Adar, not the second Adar. So that's going to be the big question in the Hamshach al-Gemara. The Gemara says, Alma stama da'adar kama rishonhu. From the fact that a neder, a person's answering wine to beginning until beginning or the end of Adar, it lasts until beginning of only the Adar Rishon, we see that the Stam Adar is the first month of Adar. The Gemara points out, maybe our mission is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanya, we learn in Braisa. Adar Rishon, Kosev Adar Rishon. During the first Adar, a person says on Ashtar, the first Adar. Adar Sheni, Kosev Adar Stam. And the second Adar is going to, you just write Adar Stam. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adar Rishon Kosev Stam. So this seems to indicate, according to Rav Meir, that the Iker Adar is the second Adar. As Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, Adar Rishon Kosev Stam, the first Adar, you write as the Stam Adar, and Adar Sheni Kosev Tinyanan. And the second Adar, he writes the second Adar. So the Mishnah seemingly follows the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Stam Adar is implying the first Adar, and maybe that would be also the Iker Adar. So the Gemara rejects this proof, and the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Afilo Tema Rabbi Meir. That even if you want to understand that the Mishnah follows the Shita of Rav Meir, Ha de yada de marbra hashasa, and ha de lo yada. The person is talking about a case where the person knew the year was extended, and therefore non-specific Adar is understood as implying the second month of Adar. However, the Mishnah, this Mishnah is referring to the Madir did not know that it was extended, and since he was unaware that this year contains 2 months of Adar, his reference was to the first month of Adar. But where you know is 2 Adars, the Rameir is going to agree that the Iker Adar was clearly the second one. So there's a big shaila based on this Gemara. It's nice to bring it up over here. Is there's a big shaila, Ismanazeh, with regards to a bar mitzvah boy. If you have a bar mitzvah boy who was born in Adar, not in a leap year. This happens whenever we have a leap year, a lot of times you'll have this. So he was born in a regular year, and then 13 years later, all of a sudden he's bar mitzvah, and it's now a leap year. So which is the Iker Adar? This is a very big shiloh. So the Ramah discusses this. It's Simon Nun Hei over there because it's talking about Tzira for Minyan. So we have to know when is a Katan, when is now Bar Mitzvah, when does he start counting for a mitzvah? And obviously not Gemina for every other mitzvah. Is he Mechuyev on a level of Doraisa? So the Ramah paskins that he's only going to be Bar Mitzvah in the second Adar. However, there are Achorim that disagree. The Prechadosh quotes Achorim, Marash Alevi, that argues and he holds that the person becomes a Gadol in the first Adar. So the pre-Chadash brings our Gemara, this very Gemara, and understands that Lechora, this is a Raya for the Ramah. Because, what do we see from over here? That where, even Rameir, everybody's going to agree, where you knew it was a double year, a double month, where you knew in advance, then everybody means the Stam Adar should be the Adar Sheni. So that's the Raya the pre-Chadash brings for the Shita of the Ramah. And that's how we seem to paskin like the Ramah. Rav Willi Tain is that maybe that's where the idea of the Minog developed, that why do we do 30 days before? Why is it that a lot of Ashkenazim, the Ramah himself actually doesn't say it, the Ramah says you do Bobayom, but the minhag of many Ashkenazim is to do it 30 days before. So Vilig thinks, maybe because we actually are machmer for these other Achronim, that maybe Taka the kid is a bar mitzvah, midoreisa, on the first month. So really, we start putting on tefillin and doing all the other mitzvahs also, it should be everything, yet the machmer to assume that he is now bar mitzvah already from the month before. Now the Magad of Ram goes even further than the Ramah. The Magad of Ram, he says that if a person is born in Adar Rishon on a leap year, and 13 years later is also a leap year. So then the lacha is, according to, so you would have thought that Pashut, that if he's born in Adar Rishon, let's say he's born on the 10th of Adar Rishon, and then 13 years later there's a leap year again, so then Pashut, the 13 years later, you have to assume that the Adar Rishon, he's already going to be bar mitzvah, not the second Adar. So the Magen says, no, he's only bar mitzvah in the second Adar, because we see the other second Adar is really the Iker Adar for all purposes, even on the second year, on the second time around, where there's another leap year. That is a very big chiddush. The Bar Eitav disagrees with that. Seems to be Mishnah Berurah does not paskin like that. I remember hearing that Rav Willig is closer to the Magen Avraham. I could be wrong. That this has a big nafkamina. If the any year we're going to have a leap year, the 13 years earlier was also a leap year. So then, according to the Magen Avraham, that boy is not bar mitzvah. He shouldn't be laning his bar mitzvah parsha in the first Adar. He should only be doing it in the second Adar, because he might not be bar mitzvah yet, according to the Magen Avraham. I don't know. Again, Mishnah Berurah seems to pass in not like that. So I don't know. I can't tell you what the minhag olam is. But it could be that I remember hearing once that like was choshes for this magen Avraham. I could be wrong about that, but that's what I remember hearing once. But this is a fascinating deal over here: is what is the nature of the second adar? This also comes up with another nafkamina with regards to yartzeit. If a person dies on a shana pshuta, and then there's two adars, so when is the person's yartzeit? When is he chiyuv to daven for the amud, etc.? These are all shailas that come up. They come up all the time. And again, and if he was born on a non. If he's born on a leap year, if he died on a leap year, if he died on a leap year, and then it's a leap year, any of the leap year, so then Lechori would only do the month that he died, except for maybe the Magen Avraham would say not that way, but everyone else, Lechora would assume that for the Yartzeit, this is again less chomer, it's just who has the kedimus of downing for them, because you're going to say Kaddish anyway, and could say Kaddish in both, there's nothing, no chisar of saying Kaddish. But just in terms of the nafkamina, it would be in terms of who we have kedimas. If the person's in Shloshim or something like that, person's a Yud Beis Chodesh, and you have this guy, so you have to know when is this guy's yurtzeit in order to determine when is he gev kedimas for davening for the amud. Okay, these are all fascinating discussions, and our Gemara very much seems to indicate that the second adar is the Iker adar. Okay, that was the Gemara over here. Now the Gemara says Vatanya, and we're bringing a raya for Shita Braisa. Again, as I mentioned, many of the Vatanyas in Mesachas Nedarim are actually Raya. So here also, this is a proof. We learn in the Raisa. Behold, we learn in the Raisa. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. That if one makes a neder until Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaRishon, he might such an Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. He clearly meant the second Adar. Mechlal Dereshah Labam Meres Askina. But if that's the case, the Marjus points out, though, that Lechora, that when it comes to the Mishnah, we are assuming that if it is a leap year, it seems to be implied that that we're dealing with not dealing with a leap year, which can't be. Rather, we mean that the second halacha is where it's obvious that the Madir knew the time made the nether that it was already a leap year, and therefore his nether is going to include the second Adar, and because that's what he meant by the Iker Adar. Hadalei Adar, whereas the first halacha is going to be a case where the Adar was extended and he didn't know they're making another Adar. In that case, we're going to assume he meant after the first Adar, and therefore we can interpret it to mean that he meant the first Adar. Very good. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now, the Mishnah over here is just one long Mishnah till the end of the parak. The Mishnah is going to discuss over here a case of Nedarim, which are going to be not the way I would have understood, but rather based on the context, it means something else. Rabbi Yudomer, Konem Yayim Shanitom Adshia Pesach. The Konem wine until it's Pesach, which again, you could have understood as we seem to understand in Daf Samech, that's the whole Shaila. Some Rishonim want to tell this is against the Gemara earlier, but someone say, no, really meant this one, what everyone would agree with when it comes to his Kavana here, is that you would have maybe understood it meant throughout Pesach. However, Lonis Gavan Ela Ad Leila Pesach. He meant only till the first night of Pesach, because people, we have the mitzvah, the very very big mitzvah of Dalad Kosos, the mitzvah of Dalad Kosos, of Dalad Lashonas Gula, Dalad Kosos, that's why we have the Dalad Kosos, many other reasons, also Dalad Kosos, but still, that is the time when people are drinking wine, so therefore he clearly didn't mean to include, even though I would have maybe understood that way, however, based on the context, we clearly assume that he did not mean to include Pesach in his neder. And similarly, Amar Konen Basar Shani Toim Achi Atzom. You're talking about Yom Kippur over here. He says, I'm going to make a konem meat that I'm not going to taste until the fast. Eino asr ad leile atzom. You're only asr until the night of the fast. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean the night of Yom Kippur, because Pasha, you're asr in everything, the night of Yom Kippur. Rather, it meant the Erev of Yom Kippur, that the night before the fast, till the pre-fast meal. So that's what we meant, meaning the Sudam of Sekas, the pre-fast meal that you're eating. It actually might indicate over here, I was actually wondering this, that maybe the Leila Tzom is really the night before. We know there's a whole Shaila. Is there a mitzvah to eat the night before? When does the mitzvah of the Gemara has a drasha that it says, right, from Tisha L'Chodesh Merevet, what's the lesson? I don't remember. We have a drasha, which is Doraisa, which tells us that there's a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. So when does that mitzvah kick in? So many understand that it's only from, there's a diyuk like this in the Rashi, in the beginning of Ksuvis, that it seems to be only the daytime. The nighttime before is not, but some hold it there's nighttime before. If you understand Leila Tzom as the night, meaning the night before Yom Kippur, so then that would be actually really nice, so a nice raya that people would eat, at least mitzad minug for sure. Shoskaven ad shida b'nei arachim lechol basar, the time when people generally would be eating meat, he meant to asr only until that time. And that time he wants to be able to eat meat. And we see from here another Indian, though, that there's a, seems to be, at least, that this was a time where everybody's eating meat, even though it's not a full fachchiv, it's not a yantiv. But yet we have the time there's meat, that we have meat at this time. Now, this might be a nice idea about the idea of the kreplach. Why is there a minute to have kreplach on Hoshana Rabbah, on Purim, and on Erev Yom Kippur? So there are other deeper kavanas over here, but the pashut understanding of why we do that is because there's not a full-fledged chiyuv in any of those days to have meat. You're not chiyuv to have meat on Erev Yom Kippur. There's not a chiyuv on Hoshana Rabbah per se, just to... It might be, actually. Hoshana Rabbah might be different. Okay, but because Sukkot, if you assume there's a buser on it, whatever. But for Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. So we like cover the meat to show it's not a full-fledged chiyuv, but we want to have the inyan. There's definitely an inyan to have meat, for sure, but it's not a full-fledged chiyuv. So we have this kreplach to cover it over. So, but we see over here that that's what the Madir meant, a time when the people are generally eating meat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, konem shum shani toim achete Shabbos. A person makes a konem on garlic, not eating until Shabbos. Eino asr ala the Shabbos. It's only asr until Friday night. So again, you would have thought maybe included Shabbos here as well, but it doesn't, because there's a takana of Ezra, one of the Ezra takanas, so it's like laning on Mondays and Thursdays, another takana of Ezra on Shabbos afternoon, another takana there listed in Takanas Ezra, and also Takanas Ezra over there was the Balkari going to make, but different famous takanas there, Gemara Bavakama. What is it that you should have garlic on Friday night? Why do you have garlic on Friday night? So the Gemara explains, because it's Tov Lezera. It's good for the husband producing seed, and we know Shabbos is Leilona. So the man who's a husband. So that's the whole shayla. Pashas of the Gemara. It sounds like it should only be for married men. And that's what you would understand. However, they quote this. I think the Kilos Yaakov, someone quoted this. I never saw this inside. Someone quoted me that the Kilos Yaakov says, no, it meant there's Tova Zera eventually. But it's interesting, why then Friday night? You could have it at the end of the week. I have a Tzarachin on that pshat. And really, it's for everybody. Not just for people who are married. Tzarachin a little bit on that pshat. But that's what the Pashas is. It's for married people. In order that when they're with their wives, they'll have a lot of the Zera, Marbi the Zera, whatever that means. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is Vaiter. So again, Kli didn't want to avoid this takana, so we understand that he doesn't mean Shabbos. Ha'omer l'chaver, someone says to his friend, konem she'ani ne'en elach, konem which I benefit from you, im atabah nonet levanav. If you do not come from your son, korach, and take for him, korach ha'chachit n'shnei chavir shal yayin. So here, it's a dignified way to give a gift to us, to give it to the child. So you want the child to take it. So you make a korem, you're not going to be ne'en, I'm not going to benefit from you. If you don't take it, your son doesn't come take a korem of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. You don't even need a chacham. Generally, you need a chacham to be matir neder, because here it was clear that his intention was the entire time was just to have him take the gift. Because what could he say back to him? You only did this for my honor. So kvodi, my honor is to politely reject your gift, because if I refuse a gift from such a chassid person, I'm going to be even considered. Wow, look at him. This fancy guy gave him a gift, and he said no to him because he doesn't even need that. Look how honorable this person is. So for my kavod is not to accept your gift. Similar, someone says to his friend, konem sha'at nanetli, konem whatever benefit you have from me, im enat bavanosed livni kor shel chitin eshtei chavil shel yain, if you do not come and give my son a kor of wheat, 2 barrels of wine, Rav Meir omer asar at sheyitin. Rav Meir says asar until he actually gives the wheat, v'chacham yomrim av zeh yachal afer, as nidro shel opi chacham. Again, you don't even need a chacham, yom alo, areza kilu niskabalti. It's as if I got your gift. The Gemara in Gittin explains that the Madir wanted the gift for his own benefit, and now he's telling us that he does not need it, so the waving the gift is similar to having received it. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. So the Gemara says, that's the point over here, is as if he got it, and that's the Ikar point. Now the Mishnah continues, Hayam Asarev Bo Lases Es Basa Choso. If they were married, they wanted him to marry his niece, right? The Gemara in Yevamos tells us, as a big Indian type person to marry his niece, the Omer, nowadays, I'm not familiar with anybody does that. The Omer, Kodam, she, Nenes, Lila, Olam, she making Nes, Nether, whatever, she's going to derive benefit from me. But in regards to, so similarly, someone's divorcing his wife. Omer, Kodam, Nenes, Lila, Olam. So he didn't meet all forms of Anah. Rather, he just meant, as we're going to explain, Arayelam, Mataris, Lola, Enos, Lo, so it's got a Lashim, Ishas. He doesn't mean he's net Anah of Tashmish, having marital relations with this person. That's what he meant when his Lashim of benefiting, because benefit, here, he clearly didn't mean to all forms of benefit, just showing that I don't want to be married to her. And married to her usually means, again, intimacy, things of marriage. A person wanted his friend, he kept pushing his friend to eat a meal with him. And he says, konem your house with respect to me coming in. Or cold water with regards to me drinking it. He's allowed to come into his house and he's allowed to drink the water. Why again over here? His friend meant only the matir for the sake of asring, eating and drinking in large quantities. He did not mean to have just a little bit of a drink. That's not what his neder meant. With that, we finish our Hadalach, Hajjanalach, Konim Yayin, Hajjanalach, Konim Yayin, Hajjanalach, Konim Yayin, Vez Hashem will pick up with their Blazer Omer, and Mirz Hashem on tomorrow's daf.